Hey, what's up? This is Ashley, and I'm your host of the Kilter and Mint podcast. Welcome to episode 55, where for the first time since my first episode, I am flying solo. So allow me to reintroduce myself. Whenever you hear that, doesn't it remind you of Jay-Z's The Black Album, that very first intro song? I was in high school graduating 2004 when that album came out, and it was totally a game changer. I was ripping around town, driving my mom's Mazda 3, thinking I was the coolest, blasting it. Now I still rip around town, but maybe I don't blast music quite as much. Anyways, due to copyright infringement, I won't be playing that intro as much as I would want to. So instead, you've got me. Like I said, I'm really excited to share a bit about where I'm at now. I love podcasts because they really do capture a moment, a memory, and are relevant than superfluous within any given period of time. There's some episodes that people are still downloading, and I'm like, oh gosh, that was so long ago, my style's completely changed. But it really doesn't matter. It's the content and a snapshot from that time. And let's just say in the 2 years that I've been podcasting, I have changed a lot. This podcast continues to evolve and grow and change. So I wanted to share a little bit about where I'm at now. And who knows, maybe in 2 years' time, there might be another shift. When I started this podcast, at the time, I wanted to bring forth a deeper connection with the fitness and wellness industry in Vancouver. From personal experience, I found that yoga instructors and fitness professionals were a dime a dozen. The market's super saturated, and there's so many people who are really successful in the health and wellness industry here in Vancouver, and I wanted to give them space to share their stories. When I recorded the first episode with Dave Ogle, talking about his business, Dose Performance Coaching, what I realized is it wasn't about these things. It was about the people. It's not about what they do. It's who they are. And so very quickly, this podcast evolved to be about people's stories and what makes them unique and giving them the space to speak the unspoken, which creates that relatability. You can sell a product all you want, but when you start sharing more about yourself and why you do what you do, that's what gets people invested in you. So expect to see more of that coming into the new year. You're going to have some repeat visitors, which I'm really excited for, and some new faces and voices to the mix. So a little bit about me. What has changed in the last 2 years for me to come on here and reintroduce myself? Well, a shit ton, I'll tell you that much. So what's happened? I went from being married and a new mom to and a brand new yoga instructor to now going through separation, figuring out co-parenting, figuring out dating, and establishing myself as a yoga instructor here in Vancouver. I am incredibly grateful for the changes that have shaped me into where I am at now. I feel like I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I'm not afraid of having tough conversations, and I really listen to my gut. If you've listened to past episodes in the last year and a half, you've probably heard the emotion in my voice. You've heard the hurt. You've heard the anger. And now I just feel like there's a weight lifted off my chest as we move into this new year, and I can fully and freely be myself. It's been about a month and a half since I released anything because I wanted to give myself that space to move slow and to really feel confident in what I was releasing. Well, now, like with that being said, I love all the content and people who come on this podcast, but I really wanted to get clear with what my message was and what I wanted to share. And after doing some thinking, I'm nowhere further along than where I was at in terms of like having it perfectly branded and curated and there being a clear outcome. I think it's just important to continue to put pieces out there because selfishly, this is a way for me to archive where I was at in one point of time. It's like the same thing with tattoos, you know, you get a tattoo at a specific, maybe pivotal point in your life, and it acts as that little bit of a physical scrapbook for those memories. So if you don't have tattoos, get them. No, just kidding. But maybe do. Anyways, yeah, it's been a journey the past 2 years, and I'm so grateful for my community and my network and my friends who have been there along the way, and me also being able to see the evolution of my friends in their lives. So thank you for listening. If you started on episode one, or maybe you just started tuning in, you know, it just, it doesn't translate over voice how much I actually appreciate you for listening and your support, even kind words, people saying, hey, you haven't released anything in a while, or I listened to that episode with so-and-so, just means the world. So thank you. Okay, what else has been going on the past 2 years? Shout out to my Lululemon fam for making me an ambassador for the Coquitlam store. That was a major game changer for me in terms of growing my business and becoming more established in the yoga community. Ew, that sounds so gross, becoming established in the yoga community. Well, I mean, you got to make connections out there. And also, it's really bizarre trying to find a balance of being of service, sharing yoga, but then also making money and paying bills. How much of it is cultural appropriation for me to be teaching a traditional practice that originated in India? How much has it evolved? Where do we find this balance? And I don't have the answer to it, and I'm going to bring on a few different speakers. And yeah, how do we continue to honor yoga without appropriating it? So yeah, that's yoga in a nutshell. I don't know where I got on a tangent about that, but whatever. Anyways, what else is going on? Common Ground is going to be opening up very soon. And for those of you that don't know, Common Ground is a multi-use studio space that is opening up in the Olympic Village. I'm really excited because they're MO is to be gender neutral and body neutral. The studio space is for everyone. So if you're like, oh, well, I'm not this or I'm not that, then no, please come check it out. It's a 40 bike spin room and about a 30 mat yoga space. There's going to be Rain, the Wild Method, myself, and some killer yoga instructors. Like, I want to say that we hired the best in the city. Some people you might have heard of and some you might have not, but it's going to be really cool. So please come support and check it out. It's Dylan Archambault, who is the co-creator and co-owner of the space, and he's been a dream to work with. And I'm really excited to continue to break up what we see the boutique fitness industry as and stir some shit up, ruffle some feathers, if you will. The other thing too is I've kind of reignited my passion with philosophy and consensual touch in yoga. After Ash and I taught that major class at Siwi's, talk about goals coming alive, it just made me realize how important consensual and supportive touch is. Notice that I don't use the word safe anymore, because who am I to deem what's safe? Safe is up to the receiver for them to deem what they feel is safe. So it's supportive and consensual. And there needs to be a conversation around touch in yoga. I'm hoping that you watch the documentary on Bikrams on Netflix. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more to it. There is so much more abuse of power and abuse of touch that I've experienced even firsthand that needs to be addressed and things need to change. And I'm afraid of the pendulum swinging so far that people completely move away from touch, kind of like what oxygen yoga has done, because it becomes a place of fear and of not wanting to do something wrong. Well, of course, we never want to intentionally or unintentionally impact someone in a negative way. And we also need touch in our lives. Where else can you go to receive supportive touch that doesn't cost you $100 a pop for a massage? Or going into a relationship that maybe isn't meant for you just because you want that caring tenderness? My friend Erin said it really well around, we can receive intimacy that isn't sexualized, and finding the difference of that and creating a space that supports that. So anyways, come to philosophy. It's the best. There's always a conversation around it too. It's not just like, oh, here, go to a yoga class, boom, lie down. namaste, peace and love and all that shit. It's more. There needs to be a conversation. It needs to be an open dialogue so people can start to get into their bodies and understand what is their relationship to touch. I kind of always do a shit job of explaining philosophy, but listen to the episode with Ash Broder, one of our most recent ones that we did, because we've got two episodes on here where we talk more about it, and she dives deeper into what skin starvation is and, culture of touch. Cool? Cool. Oh my God, I can't believe I've been talking for 10 minutes. This is so weird. Have you ever sat in a closet and recorded by yourself? This is so weird. Who knows? Maybe you're not even listening anymore. Maybe you've tuned me out. Maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice and it's putting you to sleep. No, probably not. There's a reason why people don't ask me to teach meditation that much. Oh, goodness gracious. I'll leave that up to Anita Chung and Dora Kamau to be teaching meditation. Okay, so I don't know what else to say. This is me now. Ah, gosh. Thanks for listening this far. Yeah, I'm really stoked to keep on podcasting, to keep my passion alive for this. I don't have any outcomes or expectations, which I'm actually really stoked for, because someone posted where we always try and turn a hobby into a side hustle and try to generate revenue or do something with it. I'm just happy to be sitting down recording with some cool people and listening to their stories. I'm always trying to learn and grow. And with that, if there's something that you like or you don't like, or there's some feedback that you have for me, please share it. That's the only way that I will continue to grow this podcast and make it better is because of you. So some people have given me some great feedback along the way that I've been able to implement, and I just need it. So don't be shy. If there's something that you want to share, please do. You can email me at hello@kilterandmint.com. You can also shoot me a message on Instagram at @kilterandmint. And please give me something so I don't just have feedback from my mom. I love you, TT. But you're always giving me feedback. And you know, it's so hard to hear feedback from the ones you're closest with sometimes. Okay, well, I think I'm just going to stop it now. We're hopefully back on the cadence of dropping episodes on the 1st and 15th of every month. If there is someone that you think would be a really great guest, please let me know. You know how to get in touch with me. And the best way of showing your support, there's two ways. Leaving a rating and review on iTunes. Sorry to my Android users. I'm not sure if Spotify has anything, but if there is a way for you to be able to spread the good word, please do. Otherwise, iTunes, leave a rating and review, or check out my Ko-fi page, and I'll link it in the show notes. What else? Oh my gosh, here's a question that I always get. Might as well answer it now. Oops, do you hear that? Proof that I'm in a closet. Where did the name come from? So when I was toying with the idea of starting a podcast, I was like, oh, the PNW podcast, the Vancouver Fitness podcast, and these kind of not personal names. And I also didn't want the podcast to be the Ashley Blues show or something along those lines. So I was playing around. I liked the idea of something a little bit more gender neutral, nothing overtly feminine. And then I got thinking about what is balance? What is something that could translate over multiple fields, whether it be yoga or podcasting or who knows what else I'm going to go into. So kilter, I thought it meant like, you know, you only use off kilter. So I thought kilter was meaning of balance. But the truth is, you don't really say anything's kilter. It's only off kilter. So I like it because it's a irreverent, one of those two. And mint for me is like fresh, it's clean, it's new, it's always changing. You know, a few years ago, mint was like, oh, that's hype. So yeah, kilter and mint gets people talking. It also is a little bit harder to say, which I like. Kilter and mint. Kilter and mint. But you know how to spell it. Okay, and last little plug that I'm going to do. for philosophy, Ash and I are co-leading a retreat this summer in Portugal. So last year, we held a fantastic international retreat in the south of France. It was the best. And I'm really excited for us to create new memories in Portugal. It'll be maybe one class a day. We're about 10 minutes away from the ocean. There's a pool. It's going to be super hot. Ugh, I cannot wait. So if you want to check it out, go onto the philosophy website, which is the philosophy, actually, Instagram, because I don't know what the website is off the top of my head. Instagram is at the.philosophy. Yeah, and that's it. At the.philosophy. And you can catch me teaching feels every week at the Garden Strathcona. Stay tuned because Anna, who's the owner of the garden, she's going to come on this podcast and she's the next episode I'm recording in a couple of weeks. Okay, I'm rambling. We're at 16 minutes. Go enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day. Make eye contact with people. Say thanks. If you're driving, let the car in front of you merge. If someone let you in while you're merging, give them a wave. Goes a long way. And that's all I got. If you have a cool tagline for me to finish with, please let me know. Because the only thing I've got right now is okay, bye.